My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We'll talk to the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, in 15 minutes. But time now to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, guys. We talked about it earlier, but if you're just getting in your car, maybe you weren't paying attention, busy with the kids, whatever. Dan Quinn made it official yesterday when he named Jaden Daniels the starter for week one.
He went through the whole thing. He didn't miss a beat. Hit the targets that, you know, we had put in front of him. You know, we talked about the practices against the other teams, the games, so he's ready, and he's earned the right to do that.
He also was asked what he's learned from Jaden that indicated that now was the time that he is ready to go.
I think the practice before we left to go down to Miami was the best one I had seen from him on the Tuesday prior to us leaving that Wednesday. The command of it, the accuracy, the details of it, that was one of the best practices I'd seen him have, was the best practice I'd seen him have. And so I think that was more in line with, you know, who he is, what he does, the checks, the calls, the communication, the delivery of the ball. He was just really on point. So it was just cool to see all of that, you know, come to life.
He was also asked about any surprises about Jaden's development this summer.
It didn't surprise me. We knew we would get here, but we were just excited to see how we would. And so seeing him hit all the spots, this is a rare competitor. And those are the things that I knew about him, but seeing it in your own building, on your own team, you know, around new teammates, that was cool to see. And so he's just, you know, had a remarkable start to things here. He's earned the respect of teammates and coaches and people inside of the building. And he's very, you know, thankful to be part of a, you know, group that, you know, with the quarterback and the coaches and, you know, helping him get ready. That's a big deal too.
I got to tell you how refreshing it is that he's not a me guy, you know, like we've had a couple of them here, over, you know, that are just all about themselves. Not a me guy at all. He's a chill,
he's a team
dude.
Guy.
The guys all love him.
Yep.
I mean, it's like exactly what, and he's a leader. It's exactly what you want. Literally, I don't know where this kid's flaws are. I guess he's a little skinny. I'm trying to figure out what he stinks at.
The comforting thing, I think, for Commanders fans is this guy's going to be the quarterback for a while.
Let's hope.
And it's gone viral. People have talked about it. We've talked about it for years. 2017, Kirk Cousins was the week one starter. 2018, it was Alex Smith. 2019, it was Case Keenum. 2020, it was Dwayne Haskins. 2021, it was Fitzpatrick. Then it was Carson Wentz. Last year, it was Sam Howell. And this year, it's Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Jaden Daniels for several years.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah, you would hope.
I think so, barring injury. I think injury is the only thing that's going to disrupt him, if anything does.
I mean, that's why a team doesn't win. When you have a different quarterback every year,
of course,
you're very unlikely to win.
Correct.
Well, especially when all the ones you mentioned are fairly mediocre.
That's hard to do. It's hard to have a different starting quarterback.
Find another team that's had a different starting quarterback in week one for 8 seasons.
Yeah.
No, it's hard.
That's probably hadn't happened.
But anyway, we'll have DQ on in about 10 minutes, so we'll ask him a lot more about all that and other positions, of course. Just to do a little roster maintenance, the Commanders, I guess they waived Bo Bauer, or I'm not sure if it was an injury settlement or whatever, but they signed Lamar Jackson. Now, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, is that right? Or no, I'm wrong. They signed Justin Hollins. Lamar Jackson was released by Denver. Sorry. Justin Hollins, 6'5", 248 pounds, fifth-round pick from Oregon. The Denver picked in 2019, played a little bit with the Rams. Looks like he had a stint with Green Bay, with the Giants, maybe the Chargers. So he's kind of been around.
Mm-hmm.
Played with 5 different teams. Could just be a temporary thing, be here for a week, who knows? But they signed Justin Hollins. They list him as a defensive end. Some have called him a linebacker, but 6'5", 248.
Most recently with the Clippers? The Chargers?
Chargers, I think so.
The Clippers. Yeah. The Chargers. I mean, again, they're going to make the big cut down next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way they do it. They used to do it a little differently, where they gradually started to make cuts, but now they just do one big cut.
Right. So next Wednesday morning, we're going to be looking at all the kickers that were cut.
Yeah.
And I'm sure maybe they will have already picked somebody up, because I got to believe that is the number one thing Adam Peters is looking to do post roster cutdown.
Yeah.
Find a kicker.
Yeah.
And, of course.
To that end, 9 teams are currently carrying at least 2 kickers. The Packers currently have 3.
All right.
Okay.
Who are they? Anybody good?
Let me see. They have Greg Joseph and then Anders Carlson or undrafted free agent Alex Hale. None of those names jump out at you.
I feel like Carlson. I don't know about Anders Carlson. Wasn't there another Carlson that was with the Raiders?
Possibly.
Yes.
The Browns.
There's 2 brothers that are kickers.
Yes. Is that what Carlson. It is? The Browns have Cade York and Dustin Hopkins. The Jets have Austin Siebert behind Greg Zuerlein. Joey Sly is competing with Chad Ryland with the Patriots. And I believe, if this is accurate, Randy Bullock and Brett Maher are veterans who you've heard of,
I wonder,
who remain unsigned.
Chad Ryland was a 4th-round pick. I mean, they drafted him pretty high last year.
Right, but I don't think he was very good last year.
Maybe not, and that's why they brought in Sly, but eventually.
But one of those guys, maybe the.
So maybe Sly comes back.
Carlson for the Packers, he's the Nubs Carlson. He was 27 for 33 last year, but he missed 5 extra points.
It's brutal. I hate it.
But look, whoever you're getting, I mean, he ain't great.
Right.
Because it's going to be a guy who's cut.
Patterson level.
Right. He's going to be a guy who was cut from another team.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be an issue for the entire year, but we'll see what they do.
I
mean, maybe Riley has a good week of practice and kicks well on Sunday. And they end up keeping him.
So I think this is crazy, but Greg Rosenthal, do you know him, Greg Rosenthal?
Yeah, sure, he's a reporter.
Yeah, he's a reporter. I guess he still thinks that Jahan Dotson potentially could be let go by Washington.
That'd be a stunner.
I think that would be a stunner. Now, there is a logjam at receiver, for sure. Let's assume that the Aiyuk situation resolves. I guess they reported, what, that Pittsburgh offered him less than 28. San Francisco offering him right around 28.
Seemed like it was similar.
Very similar numbers. I guess the attraction, if there is one, is just Tomlin's track record. And a lot of guys like playing for Tomlin.
Nobody's liking what either of the quarterbacks are doing in Pittsburgh, though.
Right.
Ugh.
Whatever the opposite of rave reviews are, terrible reviews, that's what they're saying about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com, an NFL daily podcast, has said, the more Commanders coaches talk, the more I wonder if Jahan Dotson is on their week one roster.
I think he's being provocative there.
I think that's crazy talk.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
He still runs excellent routes. He still, by and large, has excellent hands. I just got to figure out. You know, I love when DQ says he wants to find what their special powers are and have them do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's his whole thing.
Speaking of DQ.
Yeah, we're going to have the head coach on next. Dan Quinn, Commander's head coach, scheduled to join us next here on The Junk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.